In 1954, we awakened something.
Well, there's nuclear tests in the Pacific. Not tests.
They were trying to kill it.
You have no idea what's coming.
Can you kill it?
Okay, here's the deal. I realize that I shouldn't expect much in terms of story and plot from a Godzilla movie, but I couldn't help but feel a little disappointed with what I was expecting for the new film. Godzilla returns to American screens after a cheesy but not unenjoyable attempt in 1998. In this movie, the focus is on the human characters who release kaiju monsters from their ancient sleep with nuclear testing. Yes, the effects are incredible and the movie looks great. The acting also isn't bad, though the characters that make it through the film are painfully two-dimensional. My problem was that the real reason I wanted to see a Godzilla movie, which is to see a giant monster smackdown within a city skyline, is often not shown, resulting in cutaways and devastation shots afterwards. I get what the film was doing, but personally I prefer a bit more Godzilla in my Godzilla movie. Still, the film will do for a summer blockbuster. I think I was just spoiled by last year's Pacific Rim. Godzilla gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.